Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Where's fat? No sign.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm meditating.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
G'day, guys. I'm still waiting on my COVID results. I reckon I'll be back and firing very, very soon with some magnificent jokes. Now, Rabsy, who's on the Rush Hour today? And don't stuff it up.
Yeah, righto, that's Rich coming from you, mate. But tonight, we hear from Jake Lever just days after the D's won the grand final. We'll also get a very funny idiot song where you try to do some harmonies. And we'll go all the way back to 1984 for two of our favourite Olympic moments. But first up, we've got some more memories of you, Bill.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour...
He ran straight under the football groundless.
We count down Billy's best or worst...
He's had enough. He better get a shower up.
...finals moments.
Best and worst.
This is a man who, Rabs, claims that he is September Brownless. So yep. Calls himself that. Well, self-proclaimed yeah. September Brownless.
Well, Jim, a couple of weeks ago, we had 30 years to the day when I kicked 8 against St Kilda.
Yep.
That was September. Front of the page, what, a week ago in the Herald Sun? September.
Front of the page.
Front of the page.
Photo. Front of the page.
Yeah, I don't care about any of them. So what we're doing here is we're listing old bins, old September's top 5 finals moments.
Come on, Fat.
All right. So here we go. With number 5... Bucanaro.
Oh, Brownless might have just belted Bucanaro.
Right. And he's down, Bucanaro.
Let's have a look at the replay here.
No, don't look at the replay.
Is it the bunny chop?
Please don't look at the replay.
Bunny chop. Oh, he's giving him a bunny chop on top of his head. As pathetic a blow as you've ever seen from a man.
That was a wrist chop.
He wondered what he was going to do, Brownless, and in the end it was just a head, a frontal lobe.
He went
chop.
In with great intention, but he came out with no intention.
So the bunny chopped him. Bucanaro still hasn't. I don't know if he's moved.
No, I think he's actually boxing on beautifully. So that's number 5. Oh, number 4, this is the 1995 grand final when Bill decided to take on the biggest and toughest Carlton player on the field.
Chris Boone, also excellent as the siren sounds. He gets ridden into the ground. Careful, Billy. Still a half of football to go.
Careful, Billy.
Good on you, Sandy.
Yeah, you might step on Ange Christie. No. Would be the only way you'd hurt him.
I was frustrated. I had to do something. So Big Bill just grabbed Ange, the nearest bloke to me, and I threw him around like a rag doll. He was in trouble.
Of course you did.
Ange was the first bloke I saw, but then, of course, the Greek goddess comes along, old Kuta, and just grabs me. And then Barry hit him on the bum with his crutch and got fined 10,000. Barry Stone upset him.
Come on, Barrons.
Come on, right. Barrons.
So then what we found was that the same thing kept happening in big moments in finals. So let's start with, 1989 in the goal square.
45 metres out. Buse to the punt road in. High ball. Couch over the top. Couldn't mark it off. And
Mark
score.
Front and centre, Brownless.
Brownless fell over his own feet.
You fell over your own feet.
Jim.
So there's the first example of falling over. And then, of course, we get to number 2.
Oh, no.
And this is in the pocket in the 94 prelim. Game on the line. I think a point down at this stage with about 20 seconds left. Hit it, Rabbits.
Been superb.
Look out.
Stop the handball to the boundary. Brownless tripped over himself. He got the ball out of bounds accidentally.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Anywhere near him.
I missed it. What happened?
A sniper bullet from somewhere in the stand managed to just hit Brownless, and he fell over with no one anywhere near him.
I was stuffed, Jim. I'd ran 18 Ks for that game. I just couldn't lift my legs.
So we get to number 1, And this is, of course, after how many years? 30 bloody years of the Cats waiting for a flag.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. How many years?
67. So yes. That was, 07? 40 years, yep. Jim.
40 years yep. of the Cats waiting for a flag. And, of course, Bill had played in four himself and hadn't managed to get the job done. So
that's right.
Then 07 happens and Port Adelaide get the mother of all beltings from the Cats. And in the coverage, down to the race we go, and we see a busted old bald hack making it all about himself.
Thanks very much, a man who's been crying like a child for about the last 2 hours. Can you believe how you feel, Big Unit?
No, I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but, mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to the Dogs. 25. And the team. They made me talk, because I'm... But, mate, this is fantastic. To all the supporters out there, and we, you know, we couldn't win one, but these blokes have. So that's what it's all about.
That's Can just you believe beautiful. That? That's beautiful.
Making the team that won the flag all about you who couldn't win one.
Unselfish, brownless.
Was that
so happy for the club to win because Ablett and them couldn't do it for us. So
yeah. So that was you talking to next year's co-host, Birrarung Ma. So
yes, that's
then,
good. Well done.
So there's the top five, but we're just giving you another one to enjoy because there's more. Well, I'm not sure if this was September.
Yeah.
But it certainly sounds like it.
Oh, look, I've got to go away and have a good think about it, because honestly, that's what I'll do now. I've just got to talk to a few people have a good think about it.
What are the big issues in North Geelong? Literacy with school children, drug abuse, what are the big issues in North Geelong?
All those. But as you know, I haven't got a great feel of it, and that's what I've got to look at. So.
There's one thing you'd know, Billy. What's your position on the independence of the Auditor-General?
He does a very good job. It was just a bit of a chat at coffee. Nothing great deal said up there, and we'll go from there.
What about the separation of powers? Do you endorse that at all?
What I could never work out, Rabbits, was while that doorstop was happening, someone was underneath Bill and had a hold of his kegs. What's the high-pitched voice all about, Fat?
But you know what? Who gives a f*** about the independence of the Auditor-General or whoever it is?
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
It's the best of Triple M's Rush Hour for Carlton Draft, and now it's time to chat to a new Premiership star.
It's a grand old fag, it's a high-flying fag.
Clock ticks, siren will sound with McDonald ball in hand. There it is, Melbourne break the drought. 57 years in the waiting, and the grand old flag is flying high.
Number 8, Jake Lever.
A very special guest today, Billy. Not only did he just win a premiership and was all Australian, he had one of the best years a defender has ever had in the competition. It was phenomenal. Jake Lever, you've won the flag. It's day four of the celebrations, mate. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much for having me. Yeah, as you said, day four. we've had a bit of a saying at the minute. Day four. Was better than day three. So hopefully, day four is better than day three. But it's been fantastic. All the emotion of Saturday night, I got home at about 4 o'clock and I was absolutely knackered. So, it's been a big couple of days and it's been really nice to celebrate with all the boys.
So what do you do on day four? Nice little pub luncheon and maybe a couple of frothies or start with a squash?
Unfortunately not. We've actually got our big signing day today of all the memorabilia. So, I'm sure there's going to be a few boys that, that looking down for 6 or 7 hours signing. I'm not sure that's going to be able to all the memorabilia.
That's going to be a bit of a doubt. Who's struggling the most though, Jake? Who after 3 days of partying is probably looking worse for wear at the signing day?
Oh, look, I saw him this morning, and it's probably Angus Brayshaw. He's brave enough to get up at about 9 a.m. most mornings, but, the big fella, he said to me, he sent me a message and said, yeah, can I share an Uber with you, mate? And I said, not if I have to look at you the whole way. That's not a very good sight to look at the minute, Gussie.
I want to ask you about that third quarter onslaught. Ooh. You were really, and the other defenders were spectators there for a couple of minutes when you were watching that midfield go to work. What honestly went through your head when you saw those midfielders burst out of the centre bounce like they did and sort of almost basically know you had the game in the bag from that point?
Yeah, look, it was special. I think that we sat down after the game, and I think Troy Chaplin, our backline coach, actually got some vision up of when Clary kicked that last goal of that third quarter, and all the backs did quite a funny, unique celebration. We're all jumping around, doing twirls in the air, and I think Michael Hibbert almost even went down to his knees with a double fist pump in the air. It was it was quite special. But as you said, I think that it's quite funny. I think we kicked about three goals in a minute. And I think that before the first goal that we actually kicked, we went into the midfield as a backline group and said, all right, boys, there's only a minute to go. Let's slow it down. Let's really lock down here. Jeez. Let's defend. And then we kicked three goals. And I think each time they kicked the goal, me and Maisie just walked up and said, boys, just do that again.
Oh, what about Froffy's May, of course, your boyfriend? Yep. Did you know he hurts that hammy? Again?
Yeah, no, I didn't know how bad it was, and I did know that he heard it in the second quarter because after he did the effort, the ground ball, he looked at me, his face screwed up a little bit, and I just said to him, mate, we need you out here. Don't go off. It will be the worst thing that you'll do. And he got on the bike at halftime, and mind you, he hurt his hamstring, and he was worried about that. And he even had he even gave us all an earful at halftime that we weren't playing good enough. So he was still focusing on the game, the big fella. But I think that, yeah, just to have him out there, I think in the third quarter, we spoke about it yesterday, his intercept mark, and then when he just went into Angus Brayshaw in the middle, was one of the turning points of the game. It sort of changed the way that, you know, we were, I guess, playing the game in terms of offensively. In a grand final, you get a bit shaky. You might not want to take as many risks. But once we saw him do that, I thought that was a big turning point in the game. And, yeah, it's for him to be able to play out the game, it was pretty special.
We're chatting to star defender for the Demons, Jake Lever. Now, what are your plans from here, Jake? Because you've obviously got the wife, Jessica, son, Jason, and newborn Scarlett at home. So what are your plans from here look like?
Yeah, so I'm going to go home. My wife actually has been, obviously, with the situation, her family, lives in regional Victoria. So she changed her address as soon as I left because it was obviously going to be super hard to be able to, you know, be at home by herself and look after two kids, especially the newborn when young Jace is 18 months. So that's prime time for running around, being a little bit of a menace. But, so I'll go home tomorrow. I'll travel up to regional Victoria and, spend, as much time as I can up there and really relax and take it all in. And obviously, I've been away from them for 5 weeks, which... I've never done so. It's been hard at times, but I spoke after the game to some reporters, and I said to them that I told Jess that when I went away, I wasn't going to come home empty-handed. So I'm pretty happy to be able to fulfil that promise and get back up there and celebrate. But young Jace, he doesn't really know. I showed him the medal on FaceTime, and the whole time I had a balloon in my room, and he didn't want the medal. He just looked at the medal and goes, balloon. So he wasn't interested at all.
It was one of the most amazing grand finals most of us have seen. I mean, if you had a set of 74-point scoreline, would be as fascinating and as amazing a game. You would never believe it, but it was super, and you blokes deserve it. You've been awesome all year, and it was just a wonderful performance. So well done, Jake Lever. Congratulations, and enjoy getting home and spending some time with the family.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well done, Jakey. I was watching the other night. Mm. See when Pig Hibbert just takes a cup and runs off?
Sprinted off.
To the crowd?
Yeah, that was cool.
Did you see that, Jake?
Yes, I did see that. I think that was actually the fastest he ran.
I know! Didn't he just take off?
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shouldn't make fun of people who can't talk.
Ever wonder if you're in the right business, Billy?
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. It's the home isolation edition. Yes, that's right. We're all broadcasting from a home, or if you're Bill, the pub. Earlier this year, we were all watching the big sporting event over in Japan, and it got JB and Billy talking about some of their favourite moments of all time.
And I'm taking us back to 1984.
Oh, LA.
One of the most astounding gold medal swims the Caper has ever seen.
Right,
17-year-old Aussie John Seaben came from nowhere.
Gross, look at him. To his left. He's worried.
Crosses some time.
Absolutely. Here comes Vidal. Here comes Steven in lane six. This is going to be a horse race.
He's
Steven
dying.
Is the leader right now. Gross is dying. Steven is about to pull a huge upset in lane six. 17-year-old John Steven of Queensland, Australia, came on in the last 20 meters, and he caught Mikhail Gross and beat him to the wall.
Mikhail Gross, of course, the legend from Germany, who was unbackable in this particular event, Bill, and a world record time in the 200-metre butterfly for John Steben. Yeah. And then, of course, Laurie Lawrence going completely nuts in the stands. But, Bill, no one had ever heard of him. Like, he just literally, as a 17-year-old, came from nowhere, and it was just brilliant. I'll never forget it. I'm 84, so what was I? About 17?
17.
And so I remember being stuck in front of the TV just thinking, never even heard of this bloke.
17-year-old.
And he has come from nowhere.
That is a good. I remember it, not as good as a couple, but I know the name. Everyone knows the name now, I think. And Laurie Lawrence.
Oh,
he jumped in the pool.
Bananas.
Once. I don't know if it was after when John won, but he actually jumped in the pool.
Could have.
Oh, mate, he was mad. He was mad. He was a bit like, who's the coach now for
Dean Boxall?
Boxall. Oh, but how good.
Oh, no.
The passion.
It's fantastic.
All right, so for me, that's my favourite swimming memory.
I go back to the same Olympics, LA, 84, Jim, and Dean Lucan.
Big Dinko.
Dinko, that's his name.
I know.
Dinko's his name. But I had no idea who he was, and it was the weightlifting, and you saw all the big boys in there, and they powder up and things like that, and he came out and he's a big boy, and you go, they go, he's a chance here, and it was the, I don't know what he was lifting, huge amount,
massive, the bloody bar bends,
that's right, and this is for the gold medal, Jim, and he lifts it, and they're going berserk, everyone's going berserk, and we're all waiting for the three white lights, they went up and he won gold, and then you find out he was a tuna fisherman over there in Port Lincoln, somewhere there, and mate, Dean Lucan was a star, so well done, here it is.
He's got two lifts in which to do it. It's 5 kilos heavier than he's ever lifted before. My word, this is encouraging.
Yes, he's got it. Tremendous effort.
Let's wait on it.
Yes, he's got it.
Let's wait and see. He's got three white lights. It's a gold medal.
Mate, 5 kilos than he's ever heavier than he's ever lifted.
And Bill, the thing about that I remember about that was his story built through the Olympics.
That's right.
So no one had heard of him, and then suddenly everyone said, "Hang on a minute, we're a chance in this." And this story came out about who he was and his parents and the tuna fishing and all the rest of it.
Oh.
And then bang, just a golden lift.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep,
I love big saggy balls.
I go.
It's the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to our mates at Carlton Draft. And yesterday, we heard an outstanding idiot file from you, Bill. Well, today, we put some of those stuff-ups to music and present you with an idiot song.
Time for Maddie to go to work. Our man in the booth does superb work. He said to me a while back, we've got that much on Bill that we can't just run a standard idiot file because they go for about 35 minutes.
He said that.
Yeah, he did. So we're going to go from the standard one into an idiot song, which I love, because then Maddie gets creative.
He does.
He weaves it through the tune of something we all love. And
I'll give you
this
that.
This, by Young MC, is one of my all-time favourites.
Young MC. Took Miller.
Very good, Steve.
85, Cameron Oliver. And the leader on, also 85, so he's not the leader, Marcus Bontempelli.
I'm not sure who Cameron Oliver plays for.
Clayton Oliver, you idiot. Don't make up things.
This here's a champ for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us.
This is a Irish gymnast, Jim.
An Irish gymnast.
Jim.
Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body.
All right, you know the, how it works.
Next day's function,
high class luncheon. Yum, yum. Food is served in your stone cold munchin. Now this is generally trending, Jim. Generally. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking,
sits down next to you and starts talking. Oh. Says she wanna dance because she likes the groove. So come on, fat. So and just bust the move.
And you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Yeah. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. He was on 60 Minutes. Carl Stefanovic. He interviewed him. Stefanovic.
Oh, no.
She's dressed in yellow. She says,
hello, Jim.
Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. Oh. Run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
Someone was talking to you and said you were hungover to the hilt. want for a better word. Said she want to dance to a different group. Now you don't want to do G-Buster move. She said that Alistair Clarkson and Sam Mitchell had a mediation session already, Jim. They've had a sit down and it didn't go smoothly, according to a smoothly.
Smoothie, that smoothie.
A smoothie like banana.
Banana did yeah. they, or a wild berry or something.
And it didn't go that well, apparently, right. Jill.
Jill, what sort of neck is he in? Just bust
the move. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh.
Uh-huh. God, what is wrong?
Yeah, what?
You're not getting to the end of the year, Fat, are you? Not in this shape.
What is the date, Tim?
We're
July
in July
22. Yeah. Wow, we've got a bit of time
Bill,
to get through.
How are you going to go?
You know what came to my head when I was listening to that?
What about that sentence? When was?
When I was listening to that, Jim. Arunculus.
What?
What's a wrinculous thing on your grandma? My God.
No, have another go. Another go.
It's a hard word to say.
No, it isn't.
Can you say it?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, no, don't get rabbits.
Rabbits,
no,
say it.
Another go, please.
What's the wrinkliest thing? I can't say it. It's a hard word. You say it, Jim.
Bill, it is not a hard word. And I like the joke. You've told it many times before.
Wrinkliest.
But no.
Anyway.
But you know the problem with this, rabbits, is when he does this, I then doubt that the way I've been saying it forever is right.
You might be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Who says you're right?
Well, Bill.
You're entitled one that sits up there like a stiff
I tend to say it the same way everyone else does. But then when you come out with, what did you just say it was?
Wrinkulous. Rabs, you say it because you're like me.
The wrinkliest?
I am not like you.
You are nuff.
Wrinkliest.
What is the wrinkliest thing on your grandma?
Yeah, what is it?
Your grandpa.
One, Jim.
Bang!
Jim's on fire. I like it, Jim. Well
what
done.
What the hell? See, this is what happens. We run one of these, either a song or the file.
Yeah.
And then Bill adds to it immediately for the next week.
No, I don't.
You just did.
Look, how he listened to it, and the first thing that comes to his mind is other words he can't
That's
say.
It. Oh, no.
Chimney.
Oh, no. It's just.
Ambulance.
Oh, no. Can't keep going.
Mississippi. No. Ohio.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
This is Triple M Rush Hour's Best Of, and it's all thanks to our mates at Carlton Draft, who are not only sponsoring the show, Bill, they are sponsoring this Saturday's Caulfield Cup. So make sure you get online, thecarltondraftsweep.com.au, and enter and go on the draw to win up to $10,000. And Carlton Draft also giving you a chance to win a slab, that's right, 24 icy cold Carlton Drafts, just by entering a joke online, triplem.com.au. And if Bill likes them, he'll read them out, and he's got two today.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Enter the Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup Suite to win up to 10K.
Over 18s only.
Thanks, Rabsy. And today's two jokes, thanks to our good friends at Carlton Draft, are from Merv. A pony goes to the doctor. I think I'm dying, Doc. It may be COVID. I have a terrible sore throat. The doctor said, that's okay. You're just a little hoarse. Bang. And from Drew, what do you call a jockey who just escaped prison? A small, medium, at large. Bang. A small, medium, at large. Get it? Get it? There you go, Rabsy. A slab each of Carlton Draft. One to Drew. And one to
merge. A bit of some plunk blubber.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now. Supercoach.com.au.